This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We all know that friendships and companionship are just such a beautiful, wonderful part of life. And we know it's good for our mental health and our physical health and contributes to our life in just so many valuable ways. I really love this quote by Woodrow Wilson, highlighting the value of friendship. Friendship is the only cement that will ever hold the world together. But in recent years, researchers have shown that there's been a decline in people's social circles. People have less friends now since COVID, since the pandemic, than literally ever before. And this is really affecting people's sense of loneliness, and it's having a huge impact on mental health. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast, Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. And today I'm going to talk about just about this friendship recession, a literal friendship recession, and what we can do about it. But before we begin, I just wanted to invite you to join my detox, my NeuroCycle detox, using my NeuroCycle app. We've been doing it since the beginning of the year. It's not too late to join. There's a special discount if you join for the first time using the NeuroCycle web version. All the details and the links will be in the show notes. And inside the app itself, there's a webinar function now, which is so amazing, where I do weekly lives. We'll answer questions and guide you through it. And then it's a library. So you'll be able to, if you're only joining us now, you'll be able to go back and get all the live webinars that I have done weekly to guide you through the NeuroCycle process and answer your questions and give you extra little ideas and guidance and tips and techniques and things as well. So I hope you'll dive in and join me in the detox. And once you start NeuroCycling, it's a lifestyle because it's mind management. And don't forget our Brainy Bundle that I speak about, my latest book, and the little Brainy toy that's the character in this book, and the coloring book. This Brainy Bundle pretty much helps you help your child have the words and the mental skills and the ability to be able to talk about things that are worrying them. You know, it's so easy for a child to have an experience, or for us to say something as a parent to a child, or for a child to go through something, or for us to be going through something that we don't fully communicate to the child. And as a child, they'll wire that in. And if they don't know how to deal with that, it affects how they function right through into adolescence and adulthood. We're all very familiar with this. So this Brainy Bundle, this new book, How to Help Your Child Clean Up Their Mental Mess, is a great tool for parents, teachers, caregivers to help you to help your child process life experiences and to deal with the things that give them the words and the techniques to be able to tell you what they're going through and to help them to deconstruct and reconstruct that, so it doesn't play out in a negative way into their future. And also, if you want to watch me live, you can jump over to YouTube and you'll see, just go and find my YouTube channel, Dr. Caroline Leaf. And I look forward to seeing you there, or you just carry on listening here, whichever you prefer. So recently I read an article that just totally caught my eye. I mean, it was just incredible. The article is called Welcome to the Friendship Recession, and was written by the journalists Claudia Canavan and Gemma Askimafor for Women's Health magazine. The link is in the show notes. Brilliant article, but really caught my attention. Very well researched, well written. And the journalists begin the article with an eye-opening statistic. The average 30-year-old has shed 4.5 friends since the start of the pandemic. Okay, statistics tends to, I know you can't be a half a person, but it's taking an average statistic. But people have lost up to four to five friends since the start of the pandemic. But as swerving mate dates become a habit, our social stock is crashing. And those bonds are vital for health. And they ask the question, is it time you started investing in your social life? So something that's so kind of natural, that's so instinctive to have friends, we want those social connections. We've reached a sort of time in an era where we're having to deliberately and intentionally reconnect, reinvent something, or redo or relearn how to do something that's so much part of our natural instinct as humans and such a necessary part of how we function. They make some comments on these alarming statistics. One from the Mental State of the World 2022 report that the ability to maintain meaningful friendships and connections had reduced so dramatically in 18 to 24 year olds that they were more likely to have no close friends than those aged 75. So I mean, you just think of it, an 18 to 24 year old, first year university, at university, college, whatever, finishing school. That's an incredibly social time of your life. I mean, every stage there's need for social interaction, but it's a very unique time where you are breaking away from that, the parent being always around you and finding your own feet and finding your independence and you learning from each other. It's such an important time. You need your friends to help you to shape who you are and move forward. The Mental State of the World 22 report spoke about that the ability to maintain meaningful friendships and connections had reduced so dramatically in 18 to 24 year olds that they were more likely to have no close friends than 75-year-olds. So 75-year-olds were more likely to have close friends than 18 to 24-year-olds. I mean, this is really a huge contributor to the mental health epidemic that we're seeing. And this is really relates back to the mental health epidemic being a symptom of a greater problem, which is managing our minds. And managing our minds is totally and directly linked to one of the aspects of mind management is friendships. But we need it. As humans, our mind is fed on these friendships, which then feeds the brain and the body. Another report by Think Tank Onward, also in this article, and I strongly recommend, I'm just giving you a summary. The article is so good that I felt it warranted me summarizing it. So another report they quote is Think Tank Onward, and it showed that about 20% of 18 to 34-year-olds had one or no close friends. In 2012, it was only around about 6 to 7%. So in 2012, 6 to 7% of people of 18 to 34 year olds had one or no close friends. And that's a lot, 6 to 7%. That increased to 20%. So it's increased by 8%. That's 12% increase in having less friends in 18 to 34 year olds. The app Peanut found that 76% of women felt that they had fewer close friends now than a year ago. So there's a decline in friendships. It's coming out in these surveys. They interview these journalists interview a number of psychologists and researchers, and here is a summary of what they say of why there is this friendship recession. After COVID, as we know, all of our lives change in so many ways, and one of the biggest changes has been our social lives. Even beyond that, with the changes in the cost of living, many people have had to sacrifice their social time for the sake of working longer hours just to survive. So our social lives have changed. They look different with all the implications and different contexts that people have been forced to face with COVID. So our social lives have changed. They look different. And we're seeing that different in a decline in friendships, and we need friendships for our physical and mental health and our spiritual health. Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you always hit snooze, then slam your head straight back on the pillow? We have all been there. An important part of my daily mind management routine that helps me feel less exhausted is Magnesium Breakthrough by Bio-Optimizers. It is an all-natural supplement that helps you reduce fatigue and sleep more peacefully. It even supports muscle strength and helps improve heart and brain function. While most magnesium supplements aren't full spectrum, Magnesium Breakthrough is the only magnesium supplement on the market that contains optimal ratio of all 7 essential types of magnesium. Imagine having the strength and energy to get out of bed every morning and face the day boldly, to be able to show up as your best self and keep the energy up through the day and into the night. If you want to feel more energized and get the best night's sleep you've had in forever, check out biooptimizers.com/. That's biooptimizers.com/Dr. Leaf. By using the promo code DrLeaf10, you'll unlock a special discount and up to 2 free travel-size bottles of Magnesium Breakthrough with your order. That is biooptimizers.com/DrLeaf with the code DrLeaf10. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel about taking Magnesium Breakthrough. The link and details will be in the show notes. And moving to the other things, another reason, moving to new locations, whether for work, education, or personal reasons, that can disrupt existing friendships and make it challenging to maintain connection. So that's another reason for the drop-off, is when people move away and like maybe go to college or go and live in another town or move to another country, those long-standing existing friendships potentially come to an end. Individuals dealing with mental health issues may find it more challenging to maintain and nurture friendships, contributing to a sense of isolation. So with our very individualistically driven society and not community-driven society, when people are already feeling isolated from battling with their mind for various different issues, you really want your friends around, but you maybe, because a community naturally lends itself to a support system, but if that community is not there and our sort of zeitgeist has moved away from the community aspect, then that natural base of support system of friends isn't there. And it's more, and when you need it most, when you in a mental health challenge, what was naturally there is now no longer naturally there. Now it's even, now you've got to battle with your mental health plus go and try and make friends which is going to help dramatically with your mental health, but you're in a state where you're battling to make friends. So the community needs to be there supporting all along. And, you know, so this individualistic society is a massive contributor to that, the cultural changes in our society. And you know, related to that, one of the other reasons they talk about is society disproportionately focuses on the individual success at the expense of the group success. So it's this individual thing again, looking at the individual success instead of the group success. And we're just not meant to be alone. It's not about you. It's about you in the world, which is a quote by one of my favorite quantum physicist theorists, Christopher Fuchs. It's not about you. It's about you in the world. It's about that connection. So if we're going to focus so much on the individual achieving and your purpose and you, we then lose out that you're going to pay a price. And we're seeing that the research is showing that this individualistic focus has resulted in the expense of group success. They also quote studies showing that 3 to 5 friends is enough to be fulfilled. So it's not like you need 100 friends. 3 to 5 friends is enough to be fulfilled. But people 18 to 35 year olds don't even seem to have 3 to 5 friends. It's dropped right down to maybe only 1 or 2, if that. So to be fulfilled, we need around 3 to 5 deep friendships. And so it's not an impossible goal to develop this, to achieve. And interesting that it just takes dropping down to 1 friend for problems to set in. So the ideal is around 3 to 5, but the problems set in when it drops down just to 1. So it's close. The numbers are close. So it's not an impossible goal to achieve, but it's a huge change when it drops down to 1 or sometimes even 0. But, and the benefits, I mean, just you know it. I'm going to list what you already know, but this article does a beautiful job of that. Friendships benefit our lives in so many ways. So good for our mental, physical health, our psycho-neurobiology, who we are as human. Friendships can encourage healthy behaviors. So, for example, friends may motivate each other to exercise. Hey, let's go to the gym together. Let's meet up every morning at 6 a.m. or whatever, and let's go to the gym together. Let's hang out at yoga. Let's go. And then you exercise together, and then there's a good chance that you may say, you know, hang out afterwards and do breakfast together or do dinner together or hang out for a quick coffee maybe you don't want coffee after gym. Maybe, you know, you go and have a nice juice and or an acai bowl or something like that. So you engage in that social connection. You talk and you share. And so you together, you're doing something together, and then you naturally will go into maybe some other kind of activity. And so engaging in other wellness activities lead to better mental, physical, mind, brain, body health, the whole psychoneurobiological health. But over COVID, it's kind of got easier just to maybe exercise at home and use YouTube. And, you know, it's an effort to go out because we get into that pattern where it becomes an effort. So it's almost like we have to fight that and make the effort to go out. I mean, I know we're all guilty of this. We get back into these patterns and we don't want to make the effort, and it seems like such a hassle, but it's so essential. And it's just to get over that kind of slump that we've got into because we're not energized by those friends. But once we get back into that friendship thing, then that energy that you get from that is self-fulfilling. It then starts creating that the more you have that, the more you need that, because it's your wired for love nature. Another benefit, maintaining strong social connections, including friendships, has been linked to better brain health as people age. So your brain gets healthier as you age with better friendships. There's been so many things. The Blue Zone research, I did a podcast, which I encourage you to go and listen to, where the oldest doctor who's still practicing is 101. And in these three top tips, it's social connections. You know, friendships provide opportunities to develop and practice social skills, which can be beneficial in all aspects of life. You're practicing social skills. You're practicing listening, the dyad, back and forth, guiding, helping, receiving help, giving help, take turn taking, sharing, problem solving, dealing, confronting, dealing with issues, seeing different perspectives. Those beautiful moments carry over into other areas of our life, the workplace, parenting, other friendships, dealing with yourself, being able to sitting with a friend and chatting about something and getting a perspective when you're in a sticky situation or you're in a situation where you're on your own and something's happening, because you've practiced finding perspective with your friends, you've got practice. You've got that wired into your network. So now you have practice on how to give perspective. So now you can be your own friend and give yourself some perspective. Strong friendships are associated with reduced risk of mental health conditions like anxiety and depression. Anxiety and depression are emotional warning signals. You've heard me say that a million times. And so when we have those emotional warning signals, sitting with a friend and say, I keep feeling kind of anxious today. And, you know, I kind of woke up flat this morning. And then your friend will turn around and say, hey, you know, what happened? Is something going on in your life? You know, talk to me. Tell me what's, or they may notice and say, you seem a little off. You seem a little withdrawn. Seem a little flat, or you, I haven't seen you for a while, you know, your friend texts you and, hey, are you okay? You seem a little flat or whatever. That's beautiful for helping a person to say, yeah, you know, that person cares enough for me to reach out, or in this conversation, they've seen that I'm not quite myself. I'm seen, I'm heard, a chance to share. Very, very important for our mental health. So it reduces the risk. Friends can offer emotional support, companionship, a sense of belonging that contributes to well-being. I mean, I know you know this, but it's just so good to hear these things. One therapist said she even had clients coming to her for friendship therapy, which I found really interesting. The equivalent of couples therapy, but for friends. Almost as though people have forgotten how to have friendships. University of Oxford professor and researcher Anna Manchin explains, and I'm going to read this. You get a wonderful flood of neurochemistry, including dopamine and beta and beta endorphins, she explains. The former is your body's reward chemical. I know you've heard this before too. And you'll be familiar with its sweet rush from inhaling the scent of the barista brewed flat white or watching a convoy of little red hearts stack up when you post a photo on Instagram. So, you know, you post a great photo and you get all these little hearts. It makes you feel great. Or you smell that great coffee and you smile at the barista and you sit down with your friend with that lovely smile and you chat and you get that release. So our body responds to what our mind is experiencing. And we get beautiful responses, beautiful, healthy neurobiological responses when we take the time to build those friendships. One meta-analysis, just a little bit more about this. As such, it can make you feel euphoric, warm, content, and deeply bonded. Those are good things to make you feel euphoric, to make you feel warm, content, deeply bonded. Addicted in a good way. It's a good addiction. We're addicted to love. We're addicted to the kind of love that we get inside a friendship. We need it. Every cell of our body needs that. And we see health just building into the body as we make that effort to build those friendships. One meta-analysis, they quote, found that strong social relationships mattered more than being a healthy weight and were comparable with quitting smoking. I mean, let me read that. Let me just say that again, explain that again. So strong social relationships had more health impact than quitting smoking. So I'm not saying carry on smoking if you're smoking because it's not good for your body, but quitting a friendship had more health benefits than quitting smoking. So you're going to get health benefits from quitting smoking. You're going to get more health benefits from those deep, healthy friendship relationships. Staying hydrated is so important for our brain and body health. But remembering to drink enough water during the day can be a challenge. Indeed, I'm always looking for ways to make drinking more water easier, so I don't even have to think about it. I also want to make sure the water I am drinking is truly good for my brain and body. According to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in its tap water. That's why you've got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and are specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. PFASs are found in almost 45% of US tap water, and I'm grateful that AquaTrue is certified to remove these contaminants. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from insulation-free countertop purifiers to high-capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi-connected purifier and mineral boost options. Best of all, the water tastes fantastic, and you don't have to worry about PFASs or any other harmful contaminant. It's even portable, making it perfect for renters or college dorms. In addition to drinking water, you can use it for your coffee, tea, and all your cooking needs, from boiling pasta to veggies to making stocks and soups. I was always hesitant about drinking tap water, but I don't worry about that anymore. I know my tap water is not just filtered with AquaTrue, it's purified. Even my two dogs can tell the difference. They only drink AquaTrue water. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. Today, my listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter the code Dr. Leaf at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use the code Dr. Leaf. The link and details will be in the show notes. So essentially, we need friends. We know it. How do we operate under this new friendship recession? They ask the question, they answer the question. Once again, I'm honestly summarizing this article. It's so good. Be intentional about your friendships. Last night, I had a long day yesterday. I'm in a very intense podcasting taping strategy, 14, sort of almost 20 day, 10 hour a day kind of schedule at the moment. And friends invited us out for dinner last night, and I finished at the end of the day, and I did not feel like it. I actually had planned this a while back, a couple of weeks ago, and I did not feel like going out. I was tired, and I was trying to think of every excuse to my husband. I'm tired. I can't do this. I just want to stay at home with my dogs and my little grandbaby. And my husband said, look, we really need to go. We've already canceled this once because of work and whatever. And, you know, I reluctantly went off and ended up having a great walk to the restaurant with my husband. And then we sat and chatted because they were a little bit late, and we had some great time together. And by the time our friends got there, we had a great chat. And by the end, just an hour and a quarter, hour and 20 minutes, I felt really energized afterwards. I was exhausted at the end of the day, and I felt so re-energized. So, I mean, that's just a little thing. I had to make the effort, and it was worthwhile. Focusing on the quality of your friendships rather than the quantity. I love that. You know, 3 to 5 friends is what we need, not 5,000. It's the quality. Having that great deep conversation with that friend, having that supportive network that you can just text each other and say, hey, I'm just feeling flat today. I just wanted to tell you, hey, listen, and hearts come back or whatever. Quality, not quantity. Deep, meaningful connections can be more fulfilling than a large number of superficial relationships. So it's not about counting them. It's about the quality. Remember that goes for also with your children. It's quality, not quantity. Remember that the ebb and flow of friendships, ebb and flow, things go up and down. You have good and bad relationships. Your relationships go through phases, is a natural part of life. As you, all of us go through stuff, it affects. Sometimes you spend more time with others than not. Sometimes you go through a phase where you're speaking every day or every week, and then you don't maybe speak as much for a year. It's much less or something like that. So it's very normal, as we know, and it's normal for the number and closeness of friends to change over time. Guys, we're always changing. Nothing's ever the same. Our contexts are always changing. And sometimes that you have that very deep friendship for that period of time, and then it's still a deep friendship. But then another person comes in your life, or there's a shift, or there's a change, or there's a growth, and that's very normal. So we mustn't knock ourselves if those things happen. So it's possible to strengthen existing friendships and cultivate new ones with effort and intention. We have that energy inside of us. Also, you can meet friends by taking up a new hobby. That's another way to meet friends. I mean, my husband keeps encouraging us to go and learn dancing. I keep saying I haven't got time to go and do that, but it's something that'll be fun, new hobby. I can't dance to save my life, but it's fun. And who knows, we'll maybe make a new connection of a whole new lot of friends. I was interviewing someone yesterday and immediately could feel that this is a friendship, a potential friendship forming, and so on. So do Airbnb experiences. So these are other ways that you can form friends. I'm giving you a few more tips now. These aren't in the article. These are just some tips I'm going to give you. You can do Airbnb experiences and tours via platforms like Viator, TripAdvisor, etc. in your area where there's groups of people. Maybe you can go do a cooking class. My kids all travel all over the world, and they always do in these foreign countries, they always go and do like a special Airbnb experience and they go to someone's house and they maybe in Italy and they learn how to make some traditional Italian dish or, and there's a 5 or 6 or 7 people and it's a deep, meaningful experience. Volunteer. Go volunteer. Volunteering is just amazing. When you volunteer, you will find people that you'll become friends with. Go to, for example, we have on our, we live in Miami, between Miami and Dallas, and in Miami, every twice a week, people, there's some teachers, yoga teachers that volunteer to do sunrise yoga in the morning on the beach. And it's, there's a whole group of friends that have formed and it's all just volunteer and people have become friends and dinners and all kinds of things that happen that have grown out of it. Reach out to any connections that have connections. So, you know, you may meet someone through someone else and maybe, you know, reach out to them and maybe it's just a superficial relationship, but still the connection's great. Maybe it forms into a deep relationship. Who knows? Join a social club, church groups, meetup app. That's another, there's an app called Meetup app. It's a great way to see local events in the area, go to them and to meet people. Maybe instead of shopping online, go shopping with a girlfriend and go out for lunch afterwards. And maybe, well, you know, well, you're out, as I said, go do lunch as well. Make a plan to work out together instead of at home, as I mentioned. Keep your boundaries, but don't have too many. Oh my gosh, we're so hooked on boundaries, which is very important, but we've got to also get some balance. So in conclusion, reading this article made me take stock of my friendship health. And considering friendships are vital to mental and physical well-being, to your psychoneurobiological network, we should definitely consider doing something. There is a real recession. There's a real friendship recession. We hear about recessions. We hear about financial recessions and housing recessions. And we have currently a friendship recession. What are you going to do about this to change this in your life, in the lives of those around you? The benefits are enormous. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this has helped you. If you like, subscribe, share this with someone else. Someone else maybe needs a friend. Share this with someone else. This could be a bonding moment for you over this podcast to sit and chat about it. And there you make a new friend and get some great mental and physical well-being support. Great mind management. So don't forget to join me next week again for some more mind management tools. We all need to manage our mind, messy brain, messy body, messy life. Can't hear that statement enough. See you next time. I hope you found today's podcast interesting and helpful. If you want more tips and help with managing anxiety, depression, and mental health, be sure to visit my website at drleaf.com and to sign up for my weekly newsletter, where I also include a schedule of my speaking events and so much more. And follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leaf. Also, I love seeing all your posts on social media about this podcast. I love seeing what resonates with you and what you've learned. So be sure to continue posting and tagging me and letting me know what you think and how these tips worked out for you. And don't forget, leave a review and keep spreading the word about this podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I really hope you learned something new and helpful. Till then, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf. This podcast represents the opinions of myself and my guest. The content here should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional for any individual medical questions you may have. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or corrections of errors.